That's right. We're right back here. Sharp Facets Gallery. It's a beautiful morning right here in Greenwood. And as I promised, we do have Congressman Joe Wilson on the line with us this morning. How you doing, Joe?
Well, Ann, I'm doing good because I love your intro. I Love Lucy is my favorite program. And so, hey, you put people in good spirits right away.
Well, thank you very much, Joe. Thank you. You know, one of the things, one of the committees that you are on is the House Armed Services Committee. And I know everybody just has been shocked to hear about all the things that have been done wrong at the Veterans Center. And then we find out that some of this has been going on for 2 years. And although the top brass may not have known about it, people that were getting bonuses sure knew that they were doing it, particularly out there in the Phoenix area.
Well, Ann, it's worse than that. And the president was advised by his transition committee when he came into office in 2009. He was advised that there were delays, that there were irregularities. And in the campaign, he made legitimate statements that there need to be reforms and changes. And so he's had 5 years and hadn't done anything, and in fact, it's gotten much worse, and now we have double list where to benefit from a bonus. They had a list, actual list of waiting lists, and then they had another waiting list indicating that there was no delay, and so that they could receive bonuses. And so I've joined with so many other people like Congressman Jeff Duncan. There needs to be an FBI investigation, but the president is directly responsible. He knew this, and he really doesn't. He doesn't. I think he's just so disconnected. I'm not sure. He's so focused on fundraising and playing golf that he doesn't have time to be concerned about veterans.
Well, either that, or he isn't very good at managing things, because that's what we sure are seeing.
Well, we see, sadly, whether it be the Internal Revenue Service, whether corruption, whether it be the Veterans Administration, whether it be Benghazi, whether it be our entire national defense policies, the president is simply not focused.
Right, and this is what do you think? Since you're on that committee, and I know you've heard some of the stuff, what do you think? What direction are we going to take this in order to make this right?
Well, I'm really hopeful that Senator Lindsey Graham was one of the first to point out that what needs to be done is that there needs to be the VA healthcare system, plus there needs to be a voucher, and that is that if you live 40 miles away from a VA facility, or if there is an inordinate lengthy waiting list, that you have an opportunity to go to another healthcare facility. That needs to be done, and the good news is. There is a bit of good news, Ann.
Yes.
There is funding. The funding is there. And so as the president tries to blame other people, what he's saying is not accurate, not correct, not true. In fact, the funding is there. It's the leadership that he is not exhibiting and the inability of providing care.
Well, you know, Joe, I don't know. I kind of have a problem with people being paid by very decent wage to get bonuses. Don't you think bonuses are? Should we be paying bonuses?
And that's outrageous. You're right. These people are paid well, and the vast majority of the good news is that the people who work in the VA system are dedicated to our veterans. I mean, and as an indication of that, the veterans. I have the Dorn VA Hospital in the district that I represent. And adjacent is the Charlie Norwood Hospital in Augusta. It was not the patients that came to me complaining. In fact, patients tell me they appreciate the services, the love and affection, actually, that they receive. I got into this 2 years ago because of whistleblowers. And so these are people who work at the hospital who they knew something was wrong.
Yeah, and you know, bringing up the Dorn Center, that didn't have a very good record, did it?
Oh, it the delay in colonoscopies clearly resulted apparently in the death of six of our veterans who, because they were not treated timely, they lost their lives. Additionally, there was a bizarre circumstance of infections in the in the operating room, and they had to close the operating rooms. This should have been handled, obviously, early on, and then should have been handled quickly, but there was delay. But again, the healthcare professionals at the hospital brought this to my attention. I then brought that to the attention of Chairman Jeff Miller of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, and he came in January and visited Dorn and visited Norwood Hospital. And since that time, their new medical directors, new chiefs of staff, there's been a changeover in the top personnel.
Well, so that should make a difference. But if this has been going on for this long, why wasn't it exposed before?
Because the patients, and it's amazing, they're such good people. They just can't imagine that there are abuses going on simultaneously. But clearly, the transition reports that the president received in 2009, actually 2008, clearly indicated that there were problems that needed to be addressed relative to waiting lists.
Well, I guess maybe he feels that there was not a smidgen of abuse going on there at the veterans.
That it was even a phony, according to him. Isn't that sad?
It is.
A smidgen of abuse, issues that are vital to freedom and security of our country, he has put down as phony. No, the corruption of the Internal Revenue Service is a danger to all American citizens.
Exactly. You know,
and put it on top of that. It's a danger to American citizens, but they'll be now running Obamacare.
Yeah, well,
they're
going to
run it right into the ground.
Yes, and you know, a lot of people have been saying since you can lose your emails and not pay a price for it, maybe we might lose our bills and this type of thing, so we wouldn't be able to file our taxes.
Well, Ann, it was just outrageous yesterday at church. So many people came up and said, "Hey, this is stunning that the dog ate the computer."
Yeah.
That was an amazing discovery, and that we as American citizens have to keep 7 years of our tax records, but the Internal Revenue Service can't find their own emails. And not only can they not find them, they don't exist.
It's
an insult to the American people. I was very proud of Paul Ryan last week and Trey Gowdy the week before. They are exposing these people, and it's so sad to me. And all they have to do is tell the truth, but they will not tell the truth. They do not tell the truth, and then they think that the American people are stupid. Thank goodness for talk radio.
Yeah, you know, one of the other things that I wanted to cover with you on the veterans, I was reading an article last night that says we have, you know, we always think of, I think, men with our veterans and our VA benefits and everything, but we have so many women, particularly now, that are coming back. I was reading that most of the bases don't even have a woman gynecologist on staff.
And that's why another reason that I think that Senator Graham is right, and that is we need to have a voucher system, and where there's not a capability of the Veterans Administration, then indeed people should have the right as a veteran. And we're so proud of our women service members. I last week had a real highlight. I had the opportunity to provide the oath to the military fellow in our office of Veronica Kallreiter. And she's a Marine. She was promoted from captain to major. So I know firsthand with the significance of our women in military service. Hey, she also has a black belt, and so she's quite a lady.
I guess she is. But it's really bothersome to me that the women's issue has not been addressed by the VA either.
Well, and I saw the same article, but it's an indication of incompetence. And really, sadly, it's another indication, and that is where there's not competition, things fall apart. There's not just the level of interest of maintaining services. And so we need to provide a bit of competition. A way to do that, again, is through a voucher system where the people at the VA know that people can go somewhere else if they don't feel like they're receiving proper treatment.
Sure. Now, one of the other things I noticed is that last week the House voted on the fiscal 2015 military budget, but they denied adding, $41.5 million to the National Guard so it can help with these children that are coming into the U.S. Can you explain to me why that was defeated?
I believe that the intent is to back up the National Guard. And I had amendments as a former National Guard officer myself with three sons serving in the Guard, including one right there at Edgefield with the engineer unit. There was a concern that the administration would divert the funds to other purposes. And indeed, the crisis of these children being attracted to our country, and it breaks your heart. Think of the number who are being killed on their way to come to America, being told by our president that everything, or giving the implication that everything is free. And so by indicating through different interpretations of law from his public comments, people of Central America, families are sending their children and paying people to bring them here. They don't know if they're coming here or not.
Sure.
I am convinced that many of them are being sold into prostitution, into human trafficking, that they may not even be alive. And this should have never occurred, where the president would give the implication that people should give up their children so they can come and live for free in America.
Well, what is going to happen here, Joe? I mean, we heard about the plane that was supposed to be going, I think, to San Francisco with 300, and I believe that was mothers and children. We've had them sent to, I think it was Springfield, Massachusetts, and the mayor there says he doesn't want any more. We had a story about them going to be sent to Virginia. They got wind of that. They're not being sent there. What is going to happen? Can we not just send these kids back? And on top of that, we're going to pay other countries, but we don't demand that they take their kids back.
And you're ahead of the curve. You're dead right. These children should be returned to their parents. Equally questionable, because there's no documentation, are the mothers with the children actually the mothers? With the open border that the president has allowed, do we really think just children are coming across? How about terrorists?
Sure.
This is a spectacle where the American people are being victimized, the children are being victimized, and the president has allowed this, has encouraged it, and it's just so sad to me. And as a parent, I just can't even imagine. Can you imagine the horror of giving up your children, and then not knowing what happened to them, because there's no way for them to communicate really back? And so, over and over again, sadly, our president is just so focused on fundraising at Palm Springs in New York City, and playing golf at Palm Springs and other resorts around the world, that his focus is not on the people of the United States.
Well, Joe, what do you think? I mean, is anything going to be done on this? Now, they're now talking about diseases. These kids, of course, haven't been inoculated the way our kids. Diseases we haven't had here in years and years and years are now going to be being brought into the country. What is Congress going to be able to do about this?
Well, we are working with the states, and I was very proud. I met with Governor Rick Perry last week, along with Jeff Duncan. And Governor Perry is authorizing more personnel to seal the border. But the borders have just got to be sealed. And, you know, it's so sad to me, and too, that the apologists for the president say, well, we need to reform our immigration laws. No, if you're not enforcing the laws you have now, why would you enforce other laws?
Yeah.
And so it's very disingenuous, but it's putting people's lives at risk, and we can see the real potential of children being victimized and killed because of the statements of the president.
Exactly. Now, real quick, while I've got you here on the phone, how about this 5-for-1 trade that was affected by the president a few weeks ago?
This is so sad, and that the person, person released, Bergdahl, that was just an excuse. The president's always wanted to release the top Taliban leaders, and these are mass murderers. One of them actually should have been referred to the World Court for mass murder. But yet they were also collaborationists with Osama bin Laden. The president has truly forgotten that 9/11 occurred. And when he released them, he was also pardoning them. And then when you send them to Qatar, understand that Qatar is the equivalent of Hilton Head on steroids. And so this is a wonderful place. You and I wish we could just be sent to Qatar. And but it's really sad. And then the Taliban are laughing at the president. The very week that he released them, the Taliban twice attacked the airport at Karachi, Pakistan, killing over 100 people, slaughtering 100 people. Also the same week, the Taliban murdered 24 Shiite pilgrims who were coming back from a pilgrimage, just slaughtered men and women. The Taliban have a real goal, and that is the destruction of world order so that they can take over and eliminate the Jews of the world, the Christians of the world, the Hindus of the world, and fellow Muslims who are not of their faith.
You know, Joe, what is the? Is there going to be any price, though? I mean, y'all talked about having a special investigation here, a special investigation there. Is anything going to happen on this? I understand Bergdahl is now going as an outpatient. He's getting better. He's doing okay. And then I heard the comment on the news the other day, and he should be able to return to military service.
And that's beyond belief. And he should be subject. I sent a letter immediately to an Article 32 investigation as to his conduct. Leaving his post is a very serious charge.
Sure.
Additionally, obviously, and this will be brought out, that there people were looking for him, and in the process of trying to recover him, it needs to be fully documented, but I believe six people were killed.
Sure.
And so six people lost their lives because he left his post voluntarily and left messages to the effect that he was going to do this and planned to do it. There needs to be an investigation, but the thought of him returning to duty, how sad is that?
Well, it's very upsetting, but, you know, is there anything that Congress can affect by these things? I mean, we should have an investigation on this. We should have an investigation on that. Thank God we finally got Trey Gowdy in the special prosecutor's position to be able to do something on Benghazi.
And truly, by bringing the facts to the American people, and everywhere I go, and at the primary 2 weeks ago as I was standing at the polling location in Lexington, people were just so upset and said, Joe, please, y'all keep bringing these issues up because the American people need to know. And so that's where the investigations are so important, and it's... I'm very hopeful that with the House, we have strong people with Trey Gowdy, with Daryl Issa, with Paul Ryan. We also, I'm hopeful in the U.S. Senate, we'll have really strong people like Jack Hingston, who will make a difference and hopefully a new majority in the Senate. The way action can be taken, the American people need to know about this, and then they need to hold the president accountable.
Well, I think we need to hold Congress and the Senate accountable, too, shouldn't we, to get some action?
And that's why we need to pursue these hearings. That is our authority. Also our authority, and you hit it on the head earlier, and that is in funding. And so we have eliminated the potential for funding for the president to pardon any more of the mass murderers who are at Guantanamo Bay.
Sure, but then we have what, that guy from Benghazi who was on the slow boat to New York?
Oh, isn't that so sad? And you know, from the moment that began, I knew what it was. It was on 9/11, so it was a celebration of the mass murder of American citizens. And then it's now clear, the whole thing was a charade where they said it was a video by demonstrators.
Sure.
It's not demonstrators. The person who was arrested was the leader of a terrorist organization. And so clearly, it was a terrorist attack.
So, but we're not going to take him to Gitmo and get all the information. We're going to bring him right here to the United States of America. I guess eventually he'll get Mirandized, and then he'll go through our court systems here.
In how many years? Yes.
Yes. I mean, this is the insanity of what our country is doing. And you know, you go overseas to Afghanistan. You've been over there. What is your feeling about how the people feel about our involvement? I mean, we totally abandoned Iraq, and now look at what's happening there.
And the people are being slaughtered in the streets.
Yes.
And they're being beheaded. The people who stood up against the extremists and terrorists are now being rounded up and shot in the streets. Their entire families.
Correct.
And so the people of Afghanistan have every reason to be concerned that the president will abandon them, too. But the consequence is a safe haven, Ann. This is where Osama bin Laden operated out of a cave in Afghanistan to attack America. Now the president's policies are resulting in safe havens in Iraq, where, sadly, they could attack our country.
Do you think we should get involved in Iraq again, Joe?
I believe that we should be providing air cover. They've been asking for air cover and drones for 2 years, Anne. And then that would give the encouragement to the Iraqi army to do the groundwork.
So do you believe we have to put boots on the ground, or could the Iraqis handle it with the airstrike?
If we do the proper air cover, and another thing that's really, I think, incredibly positive is the development of drones. They've become so sophisticated that because it's very important that we not have collateral damage. We need to pick out where the key enemy are, and with Hellfire missiles, they can be destroyed.
Sure. So you think we do not need boots on the ground, but we do need to cooperate with some airstrikes?
We need to provide full air cover. I'm not just
full air cover.
Look what the president did to Ukraine. To back them up, he sent them MREs. What? That's. We should be providing weapons to them so that their military can defend themselves. The president has just such. He's just too focused on raising money for the Democratic Party and playing golf.
Well, you know what, Joe? I think he's good at those things, though, isn't he?
No, he really is. Do you know they pay $32,500 a person to have the privilege of getting a picture with him?
Well, then. He's just decided found what he can do, and he's going to do that as well as he can do it, and be damned with the country.
Isn't that sad? And really, you really hit it on the head, Ann. It's that the country and the American people are at such risk, and he is just focused on how much money can he raise per evening. Sometimes,
sure.
Hey, they had three receptions, last Monday night in New York, at one night.
Well, he's a popular guy.
Well, it's really sad, but the bottom line, we've got good people like Ann Eller. We've got people in Congress like Jeff Duncan and Trey Gowdy from the Upstate. I'm so proud of them, and Mick Mulvaney, and I'm just very, very grateful to be serving in Congress, and South Carolina's could do well.
Well, South Carolina is actually turning the corner and becoming a very popular state to come to. And, you know, I think that's great. But I just do worry about the rest of our country. And, of course, you know, we could have talked about Obamacare and all these other issues out there.
It's a train wreck, and people see it every day.
I know. And yet I just worry because nothing seems to be stopping the train. Are you telling me that until we get President Obama out of there, there is nothing that's going to be done?
No. I'm saying that this November, electing a new U.S. Senate makes the difference.
Okay. And then what will happen?
In 5 months, then questions can be asked and the funding can be directed properly and cut off.
Okay.
And the taxpayers will be saved.
You know, maybe we'll get around to a new tax code or something, right?
And simplify.
Simplified. Maybe the dog eating our IRS documents will be okay.
It'll be so simple they won't even have to copy them, okay?
They won't have to copy them, okay. All right, well, Jill, thanks so much for calling us today. It's always a pleasure. It's been too long. So glad you got to call me this morning.
No, Anne, this is my honor, and thank you. You raised such important issues for the people of Emerald City, and I'm just so grateful. Melissa Chandler Murphy is our legislative director. And she is a proud daughter of Greenwood and 96.
Absolutely.
And hey, and my best to Senator John Drummond. I understand that he's been ill,
right.
But I was honored to serve with him in the state Senate.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for calling us, Joe. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.